Deductible auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Senator Jeff Flake is keeping up his criticism of President Trump. During an appearance on the left-leaning Daily Show, the Arizona Republican said President Trump's language can be too harsh.
Inventing nicknames for your opponents and things, that's not a philosophy. That's a game.
Flake also said anger does not always equal good politics.
At some point, this fever will cool, and we'll realize that resentment and anger is not a governing philosophy. You might be able to win an election here or there,
right?
But what are you left with?
Democratic Governor Terry McAuliffe said the story regarding Donna Brazile and the DNC is one big non-story. He said people in Virginia who go to the polls today are worried only about one thing.
They care about beating Ed Gillespie. Not one person in Virginia who's looking for a job, wants to get health care, making sure their kids get a quality education. I mean, I know everybody in Washington and little bubble loves to talk about this stuff. I did not get asked. I met thousands of people this weekend canvassing. Not one single person asked me.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, it's Angie Austin. All right, I didn't sleep well until I got MyPillow. I love this pillow, and they have a great deal right now. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, and I'm telling you, this pillow will change your sleep life. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, or call 800-951-8175 and put in the promo code USA. You'll get 50% off two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Again, call 800-951-8175, promo code USA.
While he was holding a press conference in Sutherland Springs, Texas, Republican Senator Ted Cruz was asked a question about gun control. Take a listen to his response.
You know, it is an unfortunate thing that the immediate place the media goes after any tragedy, after any murder, is politicizing it.
The senator also reminds folks of what happened last week in New York City.
You know, I would note in New York we saw a terror attack just this week with a truck. Evil is evil is evil.
We're hearing more about that attack on Republican Senator Rand Paul. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has an update.
A dispute over yard waste may be behind that violent attack on the Kentucky Senate Republican, as police say the man accused of attacking Paul last Friday could now be charged with a felony because of the senator's serious condition. Paul suffering 5 broken ribs and lung injuries from the attack. 59-year-old Renee Bowsher currently charged with 4th-degree assault. The tussle may have resulted over landscaping issues. Neighbors say both Paul and Bowsher have been locked in a long-running battle over leaves in each other's yards.
Another disgraced Hollywood headliner is reportedly in Arizona for rehab. Mark Mayfield fills us in.
The Daily Mail reports that the shamed House of Cards actor Kevin Spacey has checked into the Meadows for sexual addiction treatment. A second actor has now come forward claiming Spacey groped him several years ago. Accused rapist and former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein is also reportedly getting treatment in Arizona.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Hunterdon Chamber Radio Station. It's the voice of business here in the county. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And the name of our program is Teachable Moments in Business. So I have a question for you. Where do people today, business people today, find the most up-to-date information that they can use to help them meet the challenges in their businesses, whether they're employees or they're owners of those businesses? And where do they learn trustworthy, real-world, doable strategies and action plans you just don't find anywhere else? Well, it's right here at Teachable Moments in Business. This is a place where we hope that you'll listen as often as you can. We do have these programs archived on the station's website, so you certainly can look up the program, Teachable Moments in Business, and choose dates that we've been broadcasting, and have been doing that for about a year and a half now. So there are quite a few programs that you can listen to. But make sure you have a pencil and paper handy when you're listening to the program, because I guarantee you there's information that will be passed along that you can use, but you have to make a note of it, because we so often cover so much information that you get lost if you don't have that way of recording the information. And, of course, you can go back and re-listen once again as well. So the program today is one that I'm very excited about. In this program, you don't have to listen to my monologue. This time we have a wonderful guest, Amara Wiley, who is an entrepreneur with a wonderful business background and an exciting business offering that we're going to learn more about. And she's going to share with us some of the ideas and the methods that she uses to be successful. And there's no two businesses alike. You can't be all things to all people. So somebody like Amara needs to be very clear about what her goals are, who she's best suited to serve. And she has to have ways to differentiate her business in the business world, because we all have competition, but I know for a fact that she has a program and an approach in business that I think you'll find very, very exciting and very interesting. But so before I get started in introducing her, I want to just take a quick look at the weather. And right now it's cold outside. I came down to Flemington about a half hour ago, and I think that the weather temperature was down into the 40s, I think. According to the weather report that I'm looking at, we're looking at about 46 degrees with a light rain. And this afternoon we're looking at precipitation at about 80%, and that's also true for this evening. And then again tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 52 and north wind about 6 to 9 miles per hour. And then on Wednesday night, partly cloudy once again, with a low of about 33. Now, I did hear on the radio, that another radio station, that Thursday will be a good day, but we also have a chance of rain at that time as well. When I come back later on the program, I'll give you some more information about the extended forecast. Here's a word from our sponsor.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on 100 Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@100-chamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and my guest is Amara Wiley. I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, we haven't seen each other in a long time. In fact, I've been trying to recall how we met in the first place. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I think we met at the Small Business Development Center at Brereton Valley College.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that where we met? Okay, well, you know, I've met so many people over the years with the counseling that I do and the teaching that after a while it runs together. In fact, one time I met a woman at a networking event, and she said, "Oh, you counseled me some time ago." And I said, "Really?" I said, "How did it go?" Because I had no clue who she was, or if I hear what the business is about, then I begin to recall the circumstances under which we met. But I can't remember the circumstances. But I just knew I knew you when I saw you. We were at it was BIG mm-hmm. networking event in Chester Long Valley Group. And
right, we reconnected, and
that's exactly
asked
right.
me to come to yeah. talk today, which
and that's
awesome.
Good. I've been a member of BIG for I don't even know how long now, maybe 5 years. I just don't remember. But I've met some wonderful women in that group, and they have great speakers. Have you been a member? Are you a member?
I am a member. I'm a member of the Bernardsville Pod, and I've been a member off and on since, I don't know, long time.
Long time, too?
Long time.
Okay. Well, that's good. You have to get out there and meet people, business people that sit behind their desks and hope that something's going to happen, maybe sitting there for a while. So you have to get out there and rub elbows with people. Now, your business is Time to Get Organized.
That's right.
And today people are so busy, and I can speak to this issue, that they get behind in really organizing their personal lives and their stuff they have.
That's right. And I think there's also so much information today that it's hard to keep on top of all of the paperwork and the email and all the kinds of different communication we have. Just is a little overwhelming, and then it makes everything else a little harder to keep on top of.
It is. In fact, I just got an email today from we got a new car, and the guy that sold us the car wrote and said, "Well, you didn't fill out the survey form for the services that I provided." And I said, "I have to write back to him and say, well, I may have gotten that email, but I guess I have to go back and look for it." But you know, when you get 300 and 400 a day, sometimes that's what I get. At least 300, I'm sure. A lot of information gets lost in the shuffle.
Right. You sent me an email a couple days ago, and I didn't get it. And I went back today and looked for it, and it was in the spam file.
So, oh, no. Yeah.
I don't even trust email anymore. I think half of it ends up somewhere in the ether.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that points up the fact that you have to be. You still do need to make phone calls, and I know so many people will tell me when I'm coaching them that they've sent emails to people and haven't heard back. And I'll say, "Well, don't you think maybe you should just call them up?"
And you right.
And you called me, so that was good. And I should have called you.
It's no problem, but I definitely prefer contact either in person or on the phone with people. I feel like it's just more personable.
Exactly. So, how long have you had this business?
13 years.
That long?
Yes.
I didn't realize
that. And
this
is the second iteration of this business. I actually owned an organizing business in Chicago for 5 years, which I started when I was 23 and I sold when I was 28.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I moved out here and did some other things for a while. And when my son was born 14 years ago, I tried to have a regular job for a while with him and I couldn't. So I decided I'd start my business again.
Oh, that's interesting. So time to get organized. And we were, choosing a business name is difficult for a lot of people. They really struggle about that. They also struggle with the URL website address as well. And you told me something interesting. Tell our listeners how you discovered your web address.
Right. So I was looking for an address that would be easily Googled. Although my business is called Time to Get Organized, my website is OrganizeNJ, like New Jersey, OrganizeNJ.com. I can't recall exactly how I found it, but when people Google Organizer New Jersey, it comes up in the higher in the list within the top 5 or 6 of them. So I had tried a bunch of different combinations of things. And back when 13 years ago, there weren't that many organizers in New Jersey, so it wasn't too hard to find a good website address.
There are probably some people that are kicking themselves for not having thought of your address. I think that's really super. Are you certified in organizing?
I am certified in organizing. The National Association of Professional Organizers has a certification program. It's actually very rigorous. I studied for a long time, even though I'd been an organizer for quite a while already. We had to read a bunch of books and study and take an exam that was not an easy test. So I was proud of myself for being able to get through that. You had to show a certain number of hours of organizing professionally, and it was quite a process.
That's awesome. Now, in some industries, there are several different organizations that may offer certifications and so forth. Is there just one organization in this industry?
There is just one organization. There's not that many organizers even now. The industry is over 25 years old, but there's not that many organizers even now in the country, in the state. So, I don't think they could support that many. But there are associated associations. So there's the Institute of Challenging Disorganization, which is for organizers who specialize in hoarding and other kinds of specialty organizing, working with ADD and other.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, that right there, you're naming some very narrow niche categories, which is interesting to me because I like niches. years ago, I was a member of a BNI group, Business Network International, and there was a woman who was a member of it who became certified. Now, this was at least 15 years ago or 12 years ago that I met her. Anyway, she became certified as far as I know, and she was helping homeowners just organize their stuff. But then she became certified to help senior citizens to get organized.
So there is, I believe, a business that certifies professional organizers that's a paying gig where you can pay to be certified.
Oh, maybe that's
I don't know
did.
That much about it, but I have run into a couple organizers that have done that.
Well, what's funny is a friend of mine who is a graphic artist did her business cards, and the card with the layout was clever, but in the bottom part of the card, the way he designed it was such that he had a small space to put her address in there and her phone number. And I took a look at it, and I said, here you are organizing seniors, and your graphic artist made the print real tiny.
That's very funny.
And I asked her to ask him to make it bigger, and he didn't want to because it would have screwed up the design.
Right.
But great. She went on to organize commercial. She had business clients. I think she got away from the working with people. But we have to break for some messages from our sponsors, and I would like to find out about the kind of organizing you do, because I know there's a lot of different, like you just mentioned, and also you know, how you find those clients. So bear with me here. We have a couple of messages from our sponsors.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Pat and Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Pat and Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our Restaurant Showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at huntertonchamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and my guest today is Amara Wiley, and we're talking about her business, Time to Get Organized. So you've kind of given us some introductory information about your business, but what kind of clients, what are your areas of expertise? Why do you do what you do, and who do you like to work for?
So I work both with residential clients and business clients. I have two different websites, actually, for my business clients. My website is AmaraWiley.com with two L's, and I work with them on systems and productivity issues. My typical client has about five employees, and usually they're looking to grow. Sometimes I work with smaller companies that are looking to grow and help them figure out how to systematize the processes in their business so that they can work in a more effective way. And then in the, on the residential side, a lot of my clients have ADD, which is a part of why I'm involved with the Institute for Challenging Disorganization. I help them come up with a way to organize their home and deal with the way their brain works so that they can get and stay organized.
That's awesome. I'm impressed by what you've explained so far, because I know that in teaching classes, I tell people they have to be organized, and if they're not, then not only do the people within a business not feel fulfilled because the company doesn't have a system, but their employees, the customers, see that a company's not organized, and they may lose the company may lose trust of their customers or their prospects if they're not well organized.
Right, absolutely.
So it's really good. So tell us more about this. I don't even know where to go with some questions because it's all so interesting.
Well, one of the things that I've done, when I work with a client, I give them a learning style self-assessment, because part of what we know about organizing is that people organize based on their learning style. So a lot of my clients tend to be visual learners. Visual learners need to have everything they're working on out in front of them. Mm-hmm. They put something in a drawer and close it, it disappears from their world. This tends towards the problem of it becoming clutter, because the piles sometimes get in disarray and end up in a way that they can't find anything. So when I work with a client, especially in business, I will try to create a system that works for whatever learning styles the people who are using the system, which might be multiple people with multiple learning styles, can function with. And one of the things that I like to do is, if there's a process for visual learners, I would get it up on the wall. So, for instance, I had a client who had a process of business development where they had different steps that had to happen, and we put bins up on the wall, and they would move their files from bin to bin to bin as they move through the process, and each bin was for a different step in the process. And it kind of kept them on the right track so they could see where everybody was in their business cycle.
Well, that's interesting. So if you were to look at the, as a case study, the before and after results, they were disorganized in the beginning. You helped them develop a plan, a strategic approach. What was the end results of that particular situation?
So I actually ran into that client recently, and he said he's still using that process and that it's working well for him. So I was really happy to hear that, because, of course, what I'm looking for is organizing sustainability, not that they get organized and then I walk away and everything falls
right
apart, but that they get organized and it stays organized.
And so the end result will be that they have, there's a lot of results. They would have, their employees would be happy campers, hopefully. Things
right
are going well for them. What about productivity and profitability for a company?
Right, absolutely. Well, a lot of times when I work with, especially residential clients, I know you're asking about business, but they'll actually find money when we're working on organizing. But productivity and lost productivity is a huge drain in a business, and being able to do things in a systematic way helps keep the business profitable. It helps keep from having to get multiple resources that, you know, a lot of times people don't know that they already have something. They'll buy it again. And being able to stay on top of say if you had a sales process and you wanted to make sure you were following up with your clients and prospects to stay, keep doing the same process over and over again, they will not lose whoever it is that they're trying to stay on top of.
So in business, you have direct costs. In this case, in this scenario, you're talking about the cost of the employee, the all the taxes that you pay, all the cost of employment. But the indirect cost would be the lack of productivity.
Right. And lost potential clients.
And lost clients. And I think people don't look at that big picture probably. And probably a lot of people that definitely need you.
Right.
I've seen that in my own business. I've worked with a lot of different manufacturers of pet products, and some were organized and some were not. And it would get very frustrating for me to even represent a company that wasn't organized. I'd be making excuses for them, cover up for them.
Well, everyone has a skill set that works for them.
Exactly.
And some people are really great salespeople. Some people have wonderful ideas. A lot of the business owners I work with, especially when they have ADD, that makes them great at being able to multitask and get lots of different things in the air. So my skill set is I have pattern recognition and big picture thinking. So I can kind of see what the whole system working together will be, and that helps me with being able to help them plan and come up with, how to organize things.
I can appreciate what you just said, because when I'm when I counsel people, sometimes I'll counsel people just for an hour's time, and I don't know who they are when they walk in the room. And I ask a couple of key questions, and right away I can just envision what their issues are, and I can begin to very quickly, focus in on what we need to talk about. Mm-hmm. And it usually works. And they go away with a sense of, okay, now I know what I need to do. Now I have a game plan. And that's what you're doing for your clients. You're giving them a plan to follow.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Do you check in with them then periodically to see how they're doing?
I do. And it's actually part of my business process. After we work together a few weeks later, I check in. And then I check in periodically, every quarter or half a year to make sure everything's still going on. It helps my business, because then if it's not going well, we can tweak it. And it helps their business because it keeps them accountable.
Yeah. That's a very important thing that you just said. When I teach a sales class, I'm actually teaching a class tonight. It's a two-night class. But we talk about when you introduce your business to a prospect, one of the steps is to explain how you work. And within that, you're saying you might say to them, I get to know you, find out what your issues are. We make recommendations. We help you walk through the process and the recommendations. And then I check back with you periodically over the course of time. Is that okay with you? And when you say that to somebody, they have agreed to letting you come back into their world. And, of course, this helps you to identify other issues that they may have down the road and give you more opportunities to help them out, and also to get the word of mouth for expanding in your business as well.
Right.
So that's really good. So when it comes to the consumer or the homeowner, what are areas that you've been working in that you think that you especially enjoy working on?
Well, like I said, a lot of my clients have ADD. So part of what we do, I've done a bunch of classes and continuing education on how the brain functions, mm-hmm. and how to work with somebody with ADD. And so we work through how to sort of compensate for the fact that the executive function part of the brain, the frontal cortex, doesn't function in exactly the same way as other people. I don't think there's anything wrong with somebody who has ADD. I think it's just a different brain way of moving, but it doesn't necessarily jibe with how our society expects people to move through the world. So part of what I do when I go into somebody's home is I do a needs assessment and plan, and I have them walk me through what's going on, what's working, and what isn't, and together we come up with a new plan for how we can get from where they are to where they want to be,
mm-hmm.
Using my eyes of an observer, my objective, my eyes of a stranger, my objective observer eyes. So whatever they want to work on is really what we work on, which can be anything from, you know, closets to kitchen to papers to whatever it is.
Yeah. There must be some clients that really pose challenges for you, I would think. But I guess you've been exposed to so much yourself over the years. You have a sense of how you're going to attack the issues that they're faced with.
Right. Well, I mean, I think it's a lot of it for me is about relationships because I'm very people oriented. So mm-hmm. when I walk into somebody's home, I'm really there to support them in whatever they want to do. And I look at it as an opportunity to support their growth, and it helps me to not get too attached to what the outcome is because it's really whatever their outcome wants, what their goals are. So it makes it less difficult for me to I don't feel like it's a difficult situation.
Okay, usually. Well, that's good. And no, that's I like the confidence and the I love what you do.
Thank you.
We're going to break for some news and some weather, and we'll come back and talk again.
They're in the process of looking at the phone. Unfortunately, at this point in time, we are unable to get into that phone.
FBI spokesman Christopher Combs saying they've recovered the phone of the gunman in Sunday's church shooting, but the phone is locked. Combs talks about the next step.
I can assure you that we're working very hard to get into the phone, and that will continue until we find an answer. I don't know how long that's going to be quite honest with you. It could be tomorrow, it could be a week, it could be a month. We just don't know yet.
Arizona Senator Jeff Flake announced he was retiring last month. Another person has thrown their name into the hat as far as replacing him. Jason Campidonia reports.
Representative Martha McSally has reportedly told Republican colleagues that she's running for the U.S. Senate seat. McSally hasn't made any formal announcements yet, but she would be going head-to-head with former state Senator Kelly Ward. McSally's voting record has made her the most supportive of President Trump's agenda among Arizona's House members.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
So, are you starting to think about the perfect gift? Well, I found the perfect gift idea that checks all the boxes. Price, value, easy, and awesome. No kidding. If I got this, I'd faint. It's the Ovation Hair Holiday Gift Set. 7 best-selling hair products in one gorgeous gift box. You'll love the powerful cell therapy treatment proven to give you thicker, stronger, longer, healthier hair. Intensive repair hair mask to deeply hydrate and revitalize dry, damaged hair. The Luxe Shampoo for a luxurious, foaming deep shine. And your choice of shampoo and conditioner. Everything you need and I love for amazing, vibrant, healthy hair. Guaranteed. And specially priced to save you almost 60%. Works for me. No wonder it sells out every year. Get this for every single friend and family member on your list. Go to ovationhair.com and get a new customer discount on top of the nearly 60% savings when you select USA Radio at checkout. ovationhair.com.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. This is Vicki Lynn Morgan, your host for this afternoon. Well, it looks like the temperature is about 48 degrees right now, and we're looking at the possibility of rain this evening sometime after 4 o'clock at the end of this program, actually. And then tomorrow, partly sunny, high near 52. Wednesday night will be partly cloudy. Thursday will be slight chance of showers after 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which is when the Business Expo begins here in Flemington. That's on Thursday. Thursday, chance of showers at 20%. And let's see what else we have here. Friday, sunny with a high near 41, and Friday night of a low of about 23. So the weather is actually going to be cool, and I guess it's about time considering that we're being into the middle of November before you know it. So my guest is Amara Wiley, and she's a personal organizer. Do you call it personal organizer?
Professional organizer.
That sounds better. She's a professional.
Doesn't matter.
She's a professional organizer, and you actually have two business names. So explain those to me.
So I actually only have one business name, but I have two websites because I have one that's totally geared towards business, and I have one that is for residential organizing. My business does both, and I have other organizers that I draw in when I have bigger jobs in either of those categories.
So the time to get organized is That's the core name or the...
Right, that's
the,
my...
That
my,
is the business
that's
name.
That's the business name.
And then two divisions under that.
Right, exactly.
As you could say. So the one is Organize New Jersey.
Organize NJ, right.
NJ, and the other one is...
AmaraWiley.com.
Okay, so that... Okay. When you... I think of the ADD support is interesting. I have a son who has ADD. He just turned 40. And... we had a lot of issues with him when he was young, and the school system, he had the special education plans and as several times through his early years in school, the teachers couldn't figure out what the problem was. They weren't very well schooled in that I don't know what you call it, that personality style or whatever you want to call it. Because you're skilled at working with people with ADD, how do you find them?
So I do a lot of public speaking all over the place, public libraries. I'll be speaking at Warren County Community College. I speak at private groups like BIG.
Mm-hmm.
And generally people find me. So I'm on the National Association of Professional Organizers referral list. I have my website, and then people refer me. So there is an ADD coaching organization, but there isn't a large presence of it in New Jersey. So I haven't figured out a way to connect with them.
Yeah, interesting. Now, what about social media?
I do some social media in a somewhat random way. it's not my favorite form of communication.
Yeah.
I really like connecting with people personally, but I do have a Facebook page and a LinkedIn profile.
Good.
And
okay,
like that.
So they do that, and of course you have their website. I went down to Nashville in early September to be a speaker at the American Small Business Development Center's annual conference, and after I spoke, I had the opportunity to hear other speakers. They had 140 programs altogether. I just did two out of the 140. But many times in classes that I attended that were focused on social media and online marketing, several people said, if you're not findable online, you don't exist.
Oh, wow.
So those are strong words.
Right.
And I deal with a lot of people who are just coming into business who are not all that familiar with social media. They're not familiar with how to have a website or blogs or anything like that. And they feel like they have a great fear that if they participate in those endeavors, that it'll be detrimental to them personally. But today you have to be,
you really have to be on Facebook.
Yeah,
people
you really
find
do.
You that way.
Yeah. Do you have on your websites, do you have a schedule where you're going to be speaking?
I do. I have an events page on the organizenj.com website. And I also post all of my events on Facebook. So they're findable.
That's good. Another thing we talk about in the counseling sessions is the importance of having a call to action. And a call to action would be making a statement to your audience where you're asking them to do something in terms of reaching out to you. Do you have messaging that you use to get people interested in learning more about what you do?
So at the end of my workshops, I pass out a little survey that requests feedback about the talk, which I'm always open to. I like to know how to change and get better. It offers that they can sign up for my free newsletter, which is approximately monthly. So in that way, I get their email address if they're interested in continuing to continue on with me. It lets them know whatever classes are coming up next, and it offers them a chance to spend a half an hour talking to me on the phone if they want some more information about professional organizing and personally how I can help them.
So within that, when they do call you, within that half hour, I'm sure you can, by asking the right questions, you can pretty well figure out the kind of help that you can provide.
Right, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a conversation about, and I'm... If it's not a good fit, I'm okay with that too, and I'm happy to connect them with somebody else or help them figure out what resource they do need. Because, you know, my goal is to work with people who want to work with me.
Yeah. Why did you get into this in the first place?
So it was a little bit of an accident. I didn't know professional organizing was a thing. I was living in California briefly with my family right after college. I was working as the business editor of a daily newspaper, and my mother had been ill. We had a family friend who was a doctor who helped sort of manage her care and wouldn't take any money for it. And when my mother got a little better, my sister and I said, is there something we can do to help repay the favor? And she said, could you come over and clean my apartment? And we said, sure, why not? So we went over, we opened the door. There were three grocery store shopping carts full of stuff in the middle of her living room. And that was her organizing system. That's where she kept everything. Clearly, that's not necessarily the most effective way of storing your stuff. It's hard to find. It's hard to get to. We took the carts apart. We put everything away in a logical place. And after that, I heard she hired a professional organizer on a regular basis to help her at her home. And I went, wow, I didn't know that that even existed. I really enjoyed business. I had been the editor of my school newspaper in college, and I loved the aspect of running the business of that.
Yeah.
And I didn't really love journalism, which is what I discovered working on the newspaper. So I decided I wanted to start my own business, and this seemed like a thing I could do. So when I was 23, I moved to Chicago, and I started my business.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love to hear how people get started. In my business, I've been a manufacturer's rep in the pet industry, and I had left Xerox. I was the first woman selling for Xerox in the state of New Jersey.
Wow.
Retired from that thinking that my husband would be able to support us, and I realized after I retired that I probably couldn't retire, and I didn't have the guts to ask for my job back. So I kicked around doing a couple odd jobs, but I got to talking to my next-door neighbor, and long story short, he thought about going into the pet food business, and I said, well, if you decide to do it, I'll help you. So he paid cash for 20 tons of dog food, and I had to figure out where we were going to sell it.
Wow.
And that was a long time ago. That's been over 40 years ago. So I think a lot of people struggle trying to figure out what they want to do. Sometimes you just trip across it unexpectedly.
Right.
But it's a matter of, I think, keeping your eyes and ears open and also being aware of what's happening in the marketplace and where the needs are. What you've done is that you have fulfilled a need that you've identified in a way that helps people in a very special ways. A friend, you probably know Mike Michalowicz, if maybe you've heard
yes,
him speak,
right.
And his latest book entitled Surge is all about identifying what's coming down the pike before it hits the marketplace. And you can do that if you pay attention to what's happening in society and what's happening in trends or in technology or just jumping on the bandwagon just as it's beginning to actually build and evolve. And it's easy to say that, but you got to...
Right. Well, I know that for me, I always feel like I'm about 10 years ahead of everybody else, just the way my brain works. And when I was organizing in Chicago, nobody knew what that was. They
yeah.
did a professional organizer. They'd say, what, do you work for a labor union? What do you do? And so a lot of that was about education
yeah.
and telling people what it is. And now with TV, everyone knows what organizing is. And now it's kind of about debunking the myths that television has created. But it's definitely been a fun ride. And I'm so grateful that I am not in journalism anymore, because print media is a very difficult place to find a job these days.
Yeah. But you're using the writing skills that you learned and developed.
Right. Well, absolutely. I mean, writing skills are so important
yeah.
everywhere in
yeah.
anything.
Yeah, that really is. So, well, I did a lot of that in the pet business too. In that, I was people would say to me, "Where did you come from, Vicki?" I didn't have relatives that were in the pet business. I came in like through the back door, basically. but I was the first rep to have a fax machine because I used to sell fax machines for Xerox. So I was the first one to do that. I know I'm the first one to have a CRM system or a database program to keep track of customers. There were times that we actually put together special programs at trade shows, and I called them power aisles, and I would have all of my manufacturers clustered on an aisle at a trade show. Nobody had ever done that. And so I've always been, tried to be ahead of the crowd.
I bet you were one of the first people at email, too.
Yes, and I was the first woman to own a rep agency the industry. And to this day, there are women who work in agencies, but usually it's their husbands have founded the businesses, or perhaps the women are employees. But I'm really the first woman to own and operate a rep agency. So I've always wanted to be ahead in my own way. But I'm sort of stepping back now because I'm taking some other turns in business that are not quite as demanding. But still, it's a sense of satisfaction when you've been a pioneer as you have been. And in fact, Jeffrey Gittimer is one of my favorite authors. And one of the things he points out is the fact that you should be able to say something about your business to the effect that you're the first, the best, the only, the original, the most sought after, the most whatever. And one of the product lines I sold for 13 years was a dog toy. And I started working for that company in the late 80s. And on his packaging, he made the statement, and he probably trademarked it was the world's best dog toy. Well, nobody could challenge that because he said it first.
Right.
So I often tell my clients to think about what's going to make you stand out in the minds of the audience that puts you on top. So that's something to think about.
Right.
So it could be that you're the first professional organizer in the county, or the first one to focus on ADD, for example, or the only one. I mean, there's things that you do that the others are not.
I definitely think the way I work with people with learning styles is an unusual. I can't say I'm the only organizer in the country that does that, but I'm definitely one of the first who ever started doing that.
And that's good. And even if somebody does the same thing that you do, the fact that you've made that statement, again, you own it, right, in my opinion. So that makes you stand out from the crowd. And I think and it's interesting about the learning styles. When my sons were in elementary school, I won't name the school district, but I had a feeling that there were some teachers that taught the kids exactly the same way, teachers may have taught several subjects, but they had the same teaching styles for every child. And it always bothered me that no two kids are alike. They all have different ways of being reached and to responding to what they're being taught in the classroom. So you can't there's no such thing as a boilerplate approach.
Well, it's very difficult in a classroom setting to have 20 different, unique learning plans. But I think they are doing better now with learning styles in the classroom.
And that would help them as they get older in being better organized, I would think, or at least being able to accept your suggestions.
That's a good point.
So, as opposed to being totally scattered. giving them a program to follow, they probably feel comfortable that if they go along with what you recommend, it really will work.
Well, I'm part of a program that's called NAPO in the schools, where I actually will go into schools or work with Boy Scout or Girl Scout troops, where I teach the kids a little bit about organization, and that's been a very fulfilling a volunteer thing for me to be doing.
That's very nice. Wow. Okay, I'm going to go on to some of our sponsors, and I will come back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what. You sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
This is Chamber President Chris Phelan inviting you to the 29th Annual Business and Home Expo with our restaurant showcase. This wonderful event will happen on Thursday, November 9th at our new location, Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington from 2 to 7 p.m. If you're a business or organization and would like to participate, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org.
You're listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and my guest is Amara Wiley, and she is a person who can be a tremendous help to individuals and companies that need to restructure and to organize and develop systems to be more successful. You and I were talking about the fact that we're all lifelong learners.
Right.
And I also take courses and listen and do a lot of reading because I do consulting. I want to make sure I'm up to speed on my topics, and you do the same thing. And you mentioned something that sounds wonderful. Can you explain?
Sure.
To our audience?
I'm participating in a 21-day meditation challenge from the Chopra Center, which is the Deepak Chopra's foundation for continuing education, I guess. And the topic of this particular 21-day meditation challenge is the topic of time. And they're talking about something they are calling time sickness. I don't know if that's something they coined or if it came from somewhere else. But the idea that people are so hurried and are feeling so anxious about their to-do lists and all the things that they are trying to get through in a day or not being able to get through and feeling guilty about, that it has become a weight on people. And one of the techniques that they're using is the idea of meditation to bring you back to the present moment and allow you to experience the calmness of just being present with your breath and your body so that you don't feel quite so anxious about all the things you have to do. And Vicki Lynn had said to me that, you know, that's a good technique to share with my clients, and I do a lot of that kind of thing with clients where I bring the kinds of things I'm learning into my sessions with them and help them center and breathe and not get too upset about whatever's going on because it's all in the moment. It's handleable.
Well, you know, you used to hear that it was appropriate to perhaps choose no more than it could be 3, 4, 5, 6 things to do in a day's time, and not to have a huge laundry list of things that you had to tackle. What have you learned about that approach?
So, I actually my newsletter this month was about how to handle your to-do list in a. We all know about the Pareto principle, 80% of your effort, or 20% of your effort brings 80% of the results.
Right.
So what I usually recommend to people is that they get rid of a bunch of the stuff on their to-do list. They might do that by delegating. They might do that by just crossing it off and saying, forget about it, I'm not going to do it. They might do it by, you know, scheduling it for some later time. I think the more people can stop feeling overwhelmed and expecting that they can do 15 things in a day when really three is more realistic, or if they can break things down into smaller pieces, then they're in a much better shape to actually be able to get something done. Because I think the anxiety created by feeling like we have to get so much done prevents us from actually getting anything done.
I would agree. I've probably been there as well. But I like the idea of breaking it down. And I even see that when I'm doing consulting with clients. They see this big picture and they're so upset. And I say, well, break it down, take it a step at a time. And when you start doing that, it really, I can see them becoming more relaxed.
Right.
And they feel more comfortable in moving ahead.
The other thing that I try to encourage people to think about is that what they should be doing is high-level activities, which I'm sure you talk about with your clients too, that if they want to move a goal forward, they should be focusing on that goal every day rather than getting stuck in the weeds with, you know, and now I'm going to make my doctor's appointment, and now I'm going to do the dishes and all the things that take up our time. Sometimes we have to let the dishes be dirty for a little while so we can actually accomplish something important.
That's right. Well, now that my husband is retired, I'm letting him do all the dishes so I can do all the things that I know are making a contribution, but I'm not getting bogged down by that.
Excellent delegation.
So that works so well with me. So I assume that what you're learning in this program is helping you personally.
Well, I love to meditate. I find it very relaxing, and I love the Deepak Chopra thing. So, you know, personally, I find meditation to be a great way to slow down and just really enjoy a moment. I always think of prayer as asking God for something, and meditation is a way of listening to God. So for me, it's really about just taking some time to be open to everything that is possible and all the opportunities that are out there, and not getting caught up in all of the mind chatter that we always have. Yeah. So whatever the topic is, that does that for me.
Well, we're going to have to conclude here in a moment, but I'm just curious on the meditation part of this discussion. I assume that we all have ways of meditating or setting ourselves or in our mind to do that, but what does that mean when you say set aside time to meditate? Does that mean sitting in a quiet room or?
You're right. There are many different ways of meditating. Some people meditate while walking. Some people just listen to their own breathing. With the Chopra meditations, they have a mantra, a sound that you repeat over and over again in your mind while you're just sitting and with your eyes closed.
Huh.
And it varies from day to day what that mantra is, but it usually has something to do with whatever the topic is of the meditation.
Interesting. Now, do you go someplace to participate in this program?
No, I sit at my desk and I listen to it on my computer.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's all
It's free. It's a free program. I don't know the exact. It's like the Chopra MeditationExperience.com or something.
Really?
Like that.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. Well, that's a good point for people to write down.
Yeah.
Okay. There we go.
Hopefully that was correct.
If not, I'm sure they can figure it
Chopra
out.
Meditation Experience.
They can always write to our program, teachablemomentsinbusiness@gmail.com, and ask about that as well, I suppose. So we're about just about ready to conclude. So just if you will, just give us again the names of your business, your email addresses, your websites, and telephone numbers.
Okay, Time to Get Organized. Phone number is 908-868-4311. My two websites are www.organizenj.com, or the business one is www.amarawiley.com, AmaraWiley.com. And my email is amara@organizenj.com.
Okay, so that sounds good. And thank you again for being here today. This was really interesting.
Thank you so much. It was so fun to talk to you.
And I wish you well as you finish out the year, and wish you all the best in the new the new year as well. And hopefully we'll bump into one another again at one of these events. Okay, Amara, thank you so much. So you've been listening to Teachable Moments in Business. I'm Vicki Lynn Morgan, and we'll be back online again next Tuesday afternoon from 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Have a great week. Bye-bye now.
They're in the process of looking at the phone. Unfortunately, at this point in time, we are unable to get into that phone.
FBI spokesman Christopher Combs saying they've recovered the phone of the gunman in Sunday's church shooting, but the phone is locked. Combs talks about the next step.
I can assure you that we're working very hard to get into the phone, and that will continue until we find an answer. I don't know how long that's going to be quite honest with you. It could be tomorrow, it could be a week, it could be a month. We just don't know yet.
Arizona Senator Jeff Flake announced he was retiring last month. Another person has thrown their name into the hat as far as replacing him. Jason Campidonia reports.
Representative Martha McSally has reportedly told Republican colleagues that she's running for the U.S. Senate seat. McSally hasn't made any formal announcements yet, but she would be going head-to-head with former state senator Kelly Ward. McSally's voting record has made her the most supportive of President Trump's agenda among Arizona's House members.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you.